It's 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. My name's Jacob.
Well, I must be Mercedes then. And we're on Community Radio 3CR with Friday Rave. Yes, that's right. It's Community Radio 3CR. It's a Friday Rave. And you're with me, Jacob, on Community Radio. Listening to us either. Oh, maybe you're in the next studio over there looking through the window. Maybe you're listening on your old school AM dial on 855 AM. Maybe you're on 3CR Digital or listening through all the W's at 3cr.org.au. However you're listening, it's actually Radiothon time here on 3CR. And as James, and a big heads up to James, who just left the studio. Normally we run into each other, we cross over as he's leaving and we're entering, but it's actually nice to be able to sit down for a few seconds and have a chat about a couple of things. But yeah, as you said, it's Radiothon, and as you said, I'm on my own. No Mercedes with me this week. So I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Don't know what I'm going to talk about, but anyway, we'll work something out. I guess the first thing I've got to say is to thank a couple of people who have already donated to Radiothon that since last week. And we've got people, look, I've got to say to start with, one name or a lot of names look familiar, but there's one, Mandy Zanka, who is no doubt related to Mercedes Zanka. So thank you there, Mandy. We've got Pilar Aguilera from Coburg North, who's slung a lazy 50 our way. Soph Smith, Mass Div. These are obviously pseudonyms. But I don't know why you'd be ashamed to say who you are to donate to a Friday rave. But anyway, you put your name up in lights. Andrew Mays. Has hit us with $10. Frank Landrigan has hit us with $100. And they're equally important. Got to say that. Some people have got stacks of money. They can give us stacks of money. Others have got less, so they can give us what they can afford. But that's what we're doing at the Radiothon. And the reason we're doing it on Radiothon is because we're not supported by government funding. All right, we don't accept government funds. We get a bit here and there for particular projects, sure. But our core bread and butter business does not rely on government funds. And because we don't rely on government funds, we can say what the hell we like, within reason. We still are, subject to the same rules and regulations to do with broadcasting that everybody else is on, but we don't need to take the company line. And that's a very important role to play. Like if you look at, so basically I wanted to say, because we're not reliant on government funds, we're reliant on what you send in, not just through this 2 weeks, but it's important. A big part of it is what you send in through the 2 weeks. Because, and here's another thing I want to add. While you can come down any month of the year, any day of the year, and make a donation to 3CR, while you can come into one of, you know, a May Day rally or something like that, or just come in off the street and buy some merch, and we make a small profit off a hoodie, or a bag, or a tea towels, or a kefir, or whatever. During Radiothon is our primary fundraising period. So the money we pull in here now for these 2 weeks is what we know we've got and what we can count on, and enables us to know what we can do, how many staff we can pay, all that kind of stuff, how much we can put forward to fixing the equipment. And believe me, equipment needs to be fixed. So call in now, and the way you call in is on 94190155 and pledge your money. Or you can go to 3cr.org.au/donate or just .org.au and you'll see the button that says donate. We're not backward in coming forward during Radiothon. Or you can send us a text to, what's the text line? 0488 809 855. Okay, so we need you. And the other thing, when you do donate online or when you do donate over the phone, make sure you ask for a receipt, because while we don't accept money off the government, we're a non-profit organisation. And every cent you donate to 3CR, you can claim as a tax deduction, my friends. So if you're one of those people out there who's got a regular job and you need to get some tax-deducted receipts in, make a donation to 3CR. Have somehow some say in where your money is being spent. But anyway, so what are we talking about here on Community Radio 3CR of the Friday Rave today? I don't know what to talk about, so I've decided what I'm going to do is I'm just going to open the list of past programs of a Friday Rave on Community Radio 3CR, 5 o'clock every Friday, and determine what we've talked about over the last few years and where they are now. But I won't start with the last few weeks because you've all been listening. So I'll go back, I don't know, let's go back 3 or 4 pages. That should be about a year. This time last year for Radiothon, we were talking about a convergence on Canberra. Mercedes and I, along with other friends of ours, organised a Sanction Israel Now convergence on Canberra, where we, in the middle of a cold, bleak Canberra winter, in the rain, we had hundreds of people at Parliament House to call on the Australian government. Okay, they didn't listen to us, but hey, we were there. We spoke about the special envoy, Gillian Siegel, and their plan to combat anti-Semitism. And you can go back and listen. It's on the Friday Rave webpage on 3CR, 3cr.org.au, Friday Rave. And then just follow the episode links down to the 11th of July. And I haven't listened to this since we made it, but I guarantee you that what we said on that day, as it was just starting, highlighted all the problems that have since come to the fore with the Special Envoy's report on anti-Semitism, that it is being used as a backdoor to stop any criticism of Israel, that it's treating one type of racism different to other forms of racism and bigotry, and is casting a bigger wedge in the community than anti-Semitism ever has, I've got to say. So that's a year ago. Anyway, let me see, who else do I need to thank? I need to thank Shannon White from Preston, who's called in with a donation of, where is he, $20. Got Andrews Mays. Jed Bartlett from Tuesday Hometime has donated $30 towards our radio show. So keep those donations coming in. There are people sitting out there at the phones right now. Right now. Just going through the list of other Friday Rave episodes, we spoke about, where are we going? Let's go down to previous week, and we're talking about Brown Nose Day, 4th of July, where we spoke about how Australia is becoming more and more interchangeable, intertwined, interoperable with the US and particularly our militaries. Now, this is causing a lot of problems. All right, first of all, where do we start? We spoke about Richard Marles and his interchangeability. And just on that, I've got to say, Jono has gone on and pledged us $100 and he's made a note, I love a Friday rave more than Richard Miles loves his dumb little snow globes. Long live community radio. But yeah, we're talking about the way the Australian military is getting increasingly entangled with the US military. We've been speaking about that since AUKUS, because that's what AUKUS is about. It's not about the submarines. It's about the merging, basically, of our two militaries. Well, it's not merging. Merging implies, what does it imply? Some basis of equality. This is no equality. This is about Australia becoming a part of the US war machine. Nothing more, nothing less. And we were talking about that last year on Brown Nose Day, 4th of July. This 4th of July, I've got to say though, is not Brown Nose Day. This 4th of July is 3CR's 50th anniversary. We've been on air for 50 years come the 4th of July. It's an odd date to pick, but I reckon 50 years ago in the 70s, in the Whitlam, just post-Whitlam years, people were thinking, well, you know, independence from the US Day, Independent Radio Day. It had a different ring to it than it does today with, as I call it, the Brown Nose Day. But on the 4th of July, we're going to be having a bit of a celebration, 50-year celebration at the Collingwood Town Hall. My co-host Mercedes is one of the people putting that together, and I'll be one of the MCs for the afternoon, along with Asia Pacific Currents' Giselle Hanna. So come along, say good day on the 4th of July. Now, any more donations come in. Ryan Williams is there, $40. Scheherazade Blue has chipped in with $20, and thank you. I won't say who you are, but been on our show in the past. Vittorio Grando has come in with $40 from Brunswick. Thank you, Vittorio. Vittorio Grando, that's another way of saying Big Vic, I guess. And Leanne McLean come in with an extra $40. So thanks, Leanne. All right, keep it on. Keep those donations coming in, 94198377. 94198377.
3CR celebrating 50 years.
Throughout the month of June, we're asking you to support fierce, independent and community-controlled media by making a donation to our Radiothon.
We'll be taking donations online, over the phone and in the station to help keep 3CR going for another year.
To donate, go to 3cr.org.au, call the station on 03 94 19 8377,
or drop in at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy, during business hours.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.
That's right, so remember, we're reliant on you to keep on air. Now, the other thing you could do, okay, it's one thing to ring in and donate, but that's just the start of it. That is the least you could do, really. That's the least you could do to be a semi-decent living, breathing animal in Melbourne in 2026. But there's more you can do as well. You can subscribe. Because I say we run on donations, we run on subscriptions. And our subscribers are the people who keep the station going. Volunteers in all manner of ways, helping in the office, helping on the phones, helping with having your own radio show, learning how to operate panels, learning how to do outside broadcasts, learning how to record audio from protests and street rallies and the like. That all continues needed to be doing. And you can do that, become not just a volunteer, but a subscriber to 3CR. And when you ring up, say you don't want to just donate, although not putting you down if that's all you want to do, but you want to subscribe as well. And when you go to the website, don't just go to donate, go to subscribe as well. And it works both ways, because it's a community radio station. and it's about community. And our subscribers are the core of our community here at 3CR. I mean, you can come to the general meetings. You can get involved and be a subscriber representative on some of the committees we have here. There are any number of ways to get involved, and we need you to get involved. Not just to answer the phones, but in ways that I can't even begin to think of. Anyway, 3cr.org.au or 9419 8377. And Dimity Hawkins has called in. Dimity from the nuclear project. Let me just see. Actually, played me something as well. Let me just pull this up for you, because she's wanted to have a little word herself. So here we go, Dimity Hawkins.
Hi, I'm Dimity Hawkins from the Nuclear Truth Project. It's a pretty crazy world out there right now, and the nuclear and military dogs of war are seemingly off their leashes. We need good community radio to bring us the best analysis, news, and views on the state of the world. This year, for the 3CR Radiothon, support the Friday Rave. All donations keep Voices for Peace and Resistance on the air. Thanks.
Yep, that was Dimity Hawkins from the Nuclear Truth Project. Bit of a bad recording there, but I did the best that I could. What else has come in? Tanya. People will know Tanya from being on the street. Tanya, who I did community radio with, not in Melbourne, but in Canberra with many years ago. How long ago? That would be giving away our ages, I think, but say 30, 40 years ago, when we were both working on the anti-arms trade campaign, the ADEX campaigns of 1989 and 1991. Tanya has come through with $50, so thank you, Tanya. And then I've just got a message that Louise Bennett has chipped in, and with $100. You can't afford that, mate, but we'll take it anyway. $100 from Louise Bennett, and thank you. Okay, to go back to some of the campaigns, some of the issues you've been raising over, I've been doing it about 10 years, I guess, a Friday Rave, close to anyway, and Mercedes has been more than a year now since this joined me, but we're both members of a little outfit called Renegade Activists. And Renegade Activists has had a slogan for some years now that's at the heart of every just cause is the cause of justice. And that's what that's spilled over into our work here on the radio station, covering a range of issues which are all related to the military-industrial complex, or at least most of them are, but quite often the connections aren't made. We're talking, for example, in May last year, of the Ukrainian Defence Innovations, what they call Brave One, where they've gamified the act of war, the act of murder, the act of killing people. And they've developed this thing that says, if you kill a Russian soldier, you'll get this many points. A Russian civilian, that many points. A Russian drone or a Russian tank, more points again. And then these points, the soldiers, troops, the battalion, could decide how to spend it on cutting-edge technology of weapons. So it's gamified. You know, we've said for a long time that you look at things like World of Warcraft and Call of Duty I was thinking of, that are funded and supported by the Pentagon and say this is about teaching young kids to fly drones and shoot things, shoot people, bomb houses. Well, this has now gone to the next step where they're taking actual soldiers in the field and giving them game points for attacking things. It's horrendous when you think about it, folks. You know, to go back in time and go back yet another year in September 2024, we spoke about the wars happening in Sudan and South Sudan and how the internal displacements there were not only fueling wars but fueling disease. And we've got that happening now in the Democratic Republic of Congo. People are talking about Ebola virus. And they're talking about it as if it's just a natural thing that we have nothing to do with. And we have got something to do with it, folks. Because what is helping Ebola virus spread is not just ignorance. It's the movement of large bodies of people. And those bodies of people are moving around Congo, South Sudan, Rwanda, Burundi, you know, the CAR, Uganda, because of a whole lot of things, but primarily due to internecine fights. They're called internecine fights, which means, you know, internal civil wars, although they're just over borders. But what's not being discussed is that's happening so that the powers that be, the UAE, Saudi Arabia, Israel, can continue exploiting gold, diamonds, other precious metals and critical minerals in order to finance their wars in Gaza, in Lebanon. And we were talking about this 2 years ago. We were talking about, Australia's arms trade history in July 2024. We were talking about the fact that peace is union business, and there was a peace and union conference happening 2 years ago. Friday, June the 7th, 24, we were talking about the launch of satellites of rockets on Sue Hazeldean's land over in St. Judah in South Australia. That's still going on, folks. And what we're saying now, what the people there were saying, and we were saying it, and everyone's saying it now, they're having to admit it now, is that these rockets are not just for medical training and research and experiments, whatever. They're also there for the military. You can't hide it now. It's all to do with the military. And this is the big problem we're having, folks, because it's all about the military these days. We're talking at the moment, I'm just looking through the list here, who is Peter Khalil? We spoke how he was in the pockets of the arms companies when no one else knew it. We spoke about a company called, ASDAM, that was started up and run by two blokes who were both well-known philanthropists. One of them sitting on the board of Human Rights Watch, Australia, starting up companies that are selling weapons to kill Palestinians with on the other side of the world. We spoke about all these things, and these things continue to happen. But I just wanted to mention one of the things we will be concentrating a little bit more after this, as time goes on, is data centres. Because people know data centres are bad. They know data centres are bad, not just because they use inordinate amount of power, an inordinate amount of electricity, that they're being used to track you, that already, as I've pointed out, companies like Coles and Bunnings are using massive amounts of information through a company called Palantir. You can't separate AI from data centres. The reason we need data centres is because so many data centres is because AI has increased the need for computing power to the nth degree. We're going to be talking about AI and data centres. We're going to be talking about data centres in the context of their role in their use in the military. And that's coming up. So I'm just going to give one more shout to get off your wallets, climb down off your fat wallets, make your way over to the telephone. I know the telephone's probably in your pocket too these days, isn't it? And call 9419 8377 and make sure we can keep giving you the information on, you know, a Friday raid, 1st November 2024, Project Esther, which is the Heritage Society's plan that has since been implemented in the United States and Australia of painting pro-Palestine groups as Hamas-supporting networks. September the 27th, 2024, the Quad, a rundown of the reasons the Quad is taking a bigger role in military operations around the Indo-Pacific. That we could only talk about these things, a discussion about counterinsurgency. All these things we can only talk about because we are supported by the community and we don't rely on the government. Because the government, when the government, you know, gives money to things, it also has caveats. You can talk about this, you can't talk about that. You can't tell the truth about Syria and the takeover by the right wing that happened there. You can't talk about Gaza. You can't talk about the plan for Gaza that the Trump and his boys have to build data centres, to build engineering. So you need to donate to Community Radio 3CR and not just to a Friday rave, but to a whole range of shows. We had James Within Your Face in here earlier as we crossed over, and just coming into the studio now are the folks from Slacker Radio. Welcome to the studio, Tilda and Jordan. Are you there? Are you there?
Hello.
Are you there?
There you are. Yeah, we're here now.
Sure are.
Thanks for the warm welcome, Jacob. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not used to I'm not used to doing this panel. Most of the times when you come in, Mercedes at this side of the desk.
You've had it too easy too long.
I've had it too easy too long. What do you got for us today?
Oh, look, mostly just thank yous and you know, thanking all those wonderful donors for keeping this station on the air for another year.
Don't thank them too much. You've got to get them to give more, mate.
Yeah.
More.
I don't know. Blown away by the support we've received. But, yeah, there's more to come. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to leave you with it. I'll put a little cart on to say, send us more.
More.
And I'll leave you with your Radiothon show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And you good folks out there in Radioland, 3cr.org.au.
3CR, celebrating 50 years.